Time now for your comments about yesterday's program, our story on the Girl Scouts going high-tech, about how some of them use text messages and Facebook to sell cookies, annoyed listener Charles Wilhite of Fort Worth, Texas. He writes, "Girl Scouts texting sales requests? That is so absurdly wrong. If I get any communication from Girl Scouts on my phone, I will swear off Thin Mints forever."
A description in another story pushed Thomas Larson's pet peeve button. It was in a report from Capitol Hill on the House passage of a modest jobs bill. Larson writes this from his home in Minneapolis. "In speaking of the sausage of a bill composed mostly of gristle, Andrea Seabrook pronounced it grizzle." "Wrong," says Larson. "The word rhymes with whistle."
He goes on, "A grisly scene of a murder may be just as unappealing as a gristly portion of food consisting of connective tissue, etc., but they are not the same thing, nor are they pronounced the same." Mr. Larson concludes, "Love the show, though, really." Well, Mr. Larson, we read your letter to our reporter, Andrea Seabrook. After slinking into the corner in shame, she sends her apologies, and she promises never to mix up her gristle and grizzle ever again.
Finally, we received a number of letters after my interview about a documentary on soul singer Bill Withers.
"Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away."
After a number of chart-topping hits, Withers retreated to private life, and that's where the filmmakers found him. Jacqueline Smallwood of Richmond, Virginia, thanked us for letting her know what happened to Bill Withers. She writes, "His music provides a soundtrack to so many life experiences. Even those I may not have had, I felt, through his lyrics, unmistakable voice, and one-of-a-kind delivery style. Only he could repeat 'I know' the way he did in 'Ain't No Sunshine' and make it work."
"And I know, I know, I know, I know.
And I know we enjoy hearing from you. We would also like to help you out. Taxes are due in about 6 weeks, and there are a lot of new tax breaks this year, from buying a home to getting a new car. Some of you may be getting unemployment benefits for the first time and are unsure how to deal with those. Whatever your tax questions, we'll try to answer some of them on the program next week. Send them to us at npr.org. Click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page, and please put taxes in the subject line.